Blog Talk Radio.
People around you should really have nothing to say. Me, I'm just proud of the fact that you've done it your way. And the weekend's here, started it right. Even if you only get part of it right. Live for today, plan for tomorrow. Party tonight, party tonight. Dying to meet your girlfriends that you said you might bring. If they're the ones to tell you that you do the right thing, oh. But I gotta say, oh baby, why is this so familiar? Just met, already feel like I know the real her. You must have done this before, this can't be your first time. We must have been here before, it's still fresh on my mind. You got that shit that somebody would look for but won't find. You must have done this before, this can't be your first time. They keep telling me don't save you. If I ignore all that advice, if something isn't right, then who will I complain to? But the weekend's here, started it right. Even if I only get part of it right. Live for today, plan for tomorrow. Party tonight, party tonight. You got your guards up, I do too. The things we might discover. Cause you got a past and I do too. We're perfect for each other.
Houston girl, fly the way it goes down. Atlanta girl, fly the way it goes.
But I gotta say, oh baby, why is this so familiar? Just met, already feel like I know the real her. You must have done this before, this can't be your first time. We must have been here before, it's still fresh on my mind. You got that shit that somebody would look for but won't find. You must have done this before, this can't be your first time.
Cause to her I'm just a rapper and soon she'll have met another. So if tonight's an accident, tomorrow we'll recover. And I know I'm not supposed to judge a book by its cover. I don't want be in the blind, but sometimes I see me wonder about her. And she with it, if I'm with it, and I'm with it. I know what makes her smile, but I won't know what makes her different. Or should I just be realistic? Lipstick on the glass. See, I know this ain't your first, but it's better than your last.
You must have done this before, this can't be your first time. We must have been here before, it's still fresh on my mind. You got that shit that somebody would look for but won't find. You must have done this before, this can't be your first time.
Shower her with dollar tips, shout it when and bought a whip. Guarantee the city remember your whole name, you throw the hell a scholarship. All of them ain't all equipped, and this saddens me. I see the pecking order, quote unquote bad bitches work the whole flow. Those that get laughed at sit off in a corner like a lab rat, nobody wanna. Niggas that are married don't wanna go home, but we look up to them. They wish they were us, they want some new trim. We lust for some trust, now the both of us are colorblind, cause the other side looks greener. which leaves your turf in a Boise state. Can't see or play other team, cause everybody has an addiction. Mine happens to be you. And those who say they don't, souls will lay their own, say to them, that ain't true. All of them will have an opinion, but y'all know what y'all can do with them. But if you're unsure, I'll take your own tour to a place you can stick that in. Well, sitting here sad as hell, listening to Adele, I feel you, baby. Someone like you, more like someone unlike you, or something that's familiar, maybe. And I can tell that she wants a baby, and I can yell, girl, that you're crazy. Oh, what the hell, nope, can't be lazy. Please be careful, bitches got the rabies.
Squeeze me, lady, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. just another black man caught up in the mix. Trying to make a dollar out of 15
a dime and a
just cause I'm a freak don't mean that we can hit the sheets. Baby, I can see that you don't recognize me. I'm Shock G, the one who put the satin on your panties. Never knew a hooker that could share me. I get
what's up, love? How you doing?
Right.
Well, I've been hanging, singing, trying to do my thing. Oh, you heard that I was banging your home girl you went to school with. That's cool, but did she tell you about her sister and your cousin? Thought I wasn't. See, weekends was made for Michelin, but it's a Monday, my day. So just let me hit it, yo. And don't mistake my statement for a clown. We can keep it on the down low, long as you know that I get around.
Twist in the hips cause I'm watching. Conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone while the lights on. Turn them off, time to set it off. Get you wet and soft, something's on your mind. Let it off. You don't know me, you just met me. You won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have me, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real G's doing time. Cause the groupie bit the truth and told the lie. You picked the wrong guy, baby. If you're too fly, you need to hit the door. Search for a new guy. Cause I only got one night in town. Break out. Baby doll, are you down? I get around.
I'm eyes, you make me right.
You got that love I wanna try. Set my tongue up and down your spine.
You got that perfect shape, the love you make, I scream your name.
Wanna take all your clothes off, text you till the song goes on.
I like your everything, your navel and your finger ring.
Sexy from head to toe, girl, never gonna let you go.
You got that confidence, sexiness, thickness, that bomb clip. And I like it all. You got it going on, world on, baby. You got that sex appeal.
Free liquor, free liquor. Gold bottles, we toast, cause we richer. Bella Hadid, Habib, can't be dicker. She's the baddest, believe you me, nigga. I'm one of the goats,
one of the most.
Niggas is real, fuck how you feel, I'm fucking them both. And this ain't accidental. Stop stuntin', get up out that rental, everything is paid for. House on the hill, chandelier, the richest meal. He the type to hit the bathroom whenever they bring the bill. And I'm a type to walk a chick through the kitchen. Good seller, when he speaks, they all listen. Set this roof on fire, watch the motherfucker burn. Last time was punch rhyme, but this time I brought the urn. To whom's concerned, we reppin' this water. Me and Drake see more faces than midnight marauders.
Hit the lights, you know it's money everywhere. Part in my pockets, I hit the traffic cause you dead. She know my name, been wanna scream it since she met me. Let's get it poppin', you know that I'm watching. Ooh, soon as I get my hands on you.
Big body, shawty got me hypnotic. Been about it, still about it, already know how I feel about it. Kamikaze, that bond shit, double R, that gun shit. I just send a picky you to you, like who are you, I want this. You knew, but you was doing when you dropped this. On my T, on my top list, that's you on my watch list. That's you on my conscience, baby. Just come up and take me, or take me. We can hit this condo up, we can make a run. No, this ain't no party, we can make it one.
She already got a baby daddy with no answers. Talk about he got a Z. Still it's no regrets and she keep defending. She a whole move for 2020. I tell her less while you tell her theories. And let my actions speak like hey Siri.
Yeah.
It's still Dre minus Snoop Dogg. I kill a pussy, murder was the case like Snoop Dogg.
I need an around the way girl.
That's word to L, I'm bad with birthdays. So every day we celebrate it like it's your birthday.
Hit the lights, you know it's money everywhere. Pardon my pockets, I hit the traffic cause you dead. She know my name, been wanna scream it since she met me. Let's get it poppin', you know that I'm watching.
be with the hit maker. Baby, come give me something, oh. Baby, come give me something, oh. Cause I can't stop loving, since I got a taste of your love. Baby, come give me something, oh.
God damn, you know who I am. Tried to be on the low, but you ain't slow. Keep my shirt open, eyes low. Get a lot of paper, I know. But you ain't into that. You like real facts. Like if you show love, you gon' get it back. Like if you fuck good, you won't get it back. Like if you cook, want a real nigga that gon' rap to that pussy like, we can go and get a private room. We could fuck for one night and God jump the broom. Say your nigga chill.
Baby, come give me something, oh. Baby, come give me something, oh. Cause I can't stop loving, since I got a taste of your love. Baby, come give me something, oh. Ooh, I can tell you ain't from around it. All that body, baby, it's nothing. Pull up on that ass and a drop it. That's your ex, nigga, I'm dead. Looking for a real one, you found him. California king, we gon' go bounce on it. No doubt, yeah. Keep your legs shaking. I might sing to that pussy like La Da Dida. Girl, your shit so plastic, it don't need no features. Baby, come give me something, oh. Baby, come give me something, oh. Cause I can't stop loving, since I got a taste of your love. Baby, come give me something, oh.
Girl, you look just like something out of magazine. You smell great, know your body clean. Them niggas been on you since you was a teen. Now you grown up, and I'm a boss, I'm just showing love. Smell like Kush when I'm rolling up. So much bank, I can't fold it up. It's so good, got you calling up. Try and kick it with a nigga like, oh, oh.
Baby, come give me something, oh. Baby, come give me something, oh.
Good evening. Good evening, one and all. Welcome to another installment of Epiphany Radio Universe Presents Fly Speak, hip-hop special, but it's number 20. Fly Speak, the Hidden Radio Show podcast, is dedicated to bringing you the best in the unheard, unknown, but soon to be known, and those you should know if you haven't met. Poets and TV performers will have their voices heard here. And this month, I am absolutely I'm fucking fantastically fucking happy because these motherfuckers are phenomenal. And I work with them personally. They take it back to a time where real hip hop is real hip hop. Real crowd motivators, wave your hands in the air. Real MC, real lyrics, energy, hip hop all day. I give to you the Zoo Bosses, who are part of the Zoo Bullies, the Brooklyn Zoo, a Wu-Tang affiliated group under the Buddha Monk from Wu-Tang Clan. Brooklyn Zoo Bricks, who I know personally, is the Zoo Boss in general and the crew that consists of himself, Gray Hairs, De La, and their DJ Sir Rock B. They create music for everyone from the laid-back R&B hooks to the hardcore street shit. Alright, Bricks just dropped a new single, Private Dancing, which hopefully will be tonight, listen to able to tonight, because man, I was trying to get this stuff loaded, I was taking forever. And it's available on all platforms, but they also have songs like Goddess Part 3, Choices Part 2, that gets the crowd crazy when being performed. They're currently working on their mixtape, which is called Everything Zoo. Now, if you want to call in, you want to ask questions, please call here. 50 Radio Universe, the number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to be heard. That's what we do over here in the 50 Radio Universe. We bring you real hip-hop. So, in the meantime, in between time, we're going to move things around. If you're listening, you want to participate, please raise your hand by pressing 1. But I'm going to bring all my people in, all right? So first things first, I'm going to bring in Bricks. Bricks, are you there?
Yeah. Zoo.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, what's good? What's good? All right? I'm going to bring
nothing,
in.
Man, just chill.
All right.
They lie.
I'm going to bring in gray hair.
Yeah.
They lie. My bad.
Yeah.
All right. And I got gray hairs. All right.
Gray hairs, I'm in
yes,
the building.
Sir.
Check in.
All right, in the building.
Yeah, man, appreciate the love, man. The great introduction.
Indeed.
No, listen. You already know I rock with y'all hard and heavy, straight up and down. And we're going to get into that in a second, but let me bring in some of my people from my side. My favorite Philly John from the great state. Pennsylvania, but always rocking with me and everything that we do. The Perla Negra, aka Danielle. Are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Gentlemen, good evening.
How are you?
And O'Brien, please.
Farm. From Virginia, now Alabama. I'm not going to say her nickname, but we call her Lisa Lips.
Hey, gentlemen, what's up?
How you doing?
I know some of you guys for real.
You probably do.
Because I hung out in Virginia back when the Woo was always hanging around.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go from Lisa Lips.
I wasn't there.
We're going to go to the great state of Georgia, and she comes to me as a rare epiphany. Rare epiphany, are you there?
I am. What it do, what the business is.
Hey, what's good? How are you?
That's what it is.
How you doing?
All right. So what I like to do, let me see if Van wants to participate. Hold on. Go our station manager. Mr. Station Manager, sir. Are you participating, or you just want to be on hold?
Yeah. I'm here. I'm listening. Not in the greatest of mind space right now, but congratulations on being a part of Epiphany Radio this evening, gentlemen. I'm an avid fan, so I am honored and humbled at the same time that you guys are here. So thank you for gracing us.
Appreciate the love.
That's sending positive energy your way, man.
Appreciate you. All right. Well, I believe tackling is a team sport. I like to leave the mics open so you get the real-time effect of talking in real time as if we were sitting across from each other. So the ground rules are if you make any noise in your background, mute yourself. If you make noise in the background and I got to do it, I'll mute you and put you in thing, and I'll come back to you after I get to another segment. Please govern yourselves accordingly. All right. And with that being said, away we go. All right, so I believe I met Rick and De La first, right?
Indeed.
So yeah. I met y'all first, right? And when I was doing, I did a show at the Linda for the culture. I believe that was our first show together. And you was like, nah. It was like, I think, who referred me to? I'm trying to think who referred me to.
It, no
somebody
face.
Referred me. I can't.
Was it No Face?
Yeah. It might have been No Face. It was probably No Face, right? And he said, yo, I got a crew. It's real hip hop, yo. It's real hip hop. You gonna like it, right? And I was like,
yeah.
Or is it real hip hop, right? So the first time I met Bricks is like, I do that real hip hop shit. I was like, word.
I was like, do you really do real hip hop? And then I don't know what my face looked like when I was talking to you, because it was like a serious, like, you know, like, I'm always like, no, this is for the culture. We need hip hop. You gonna do hip hop? And then when you started sending me clips, I said, oh shit.
Real hip hop.
Right. So I got the video, and then I started doing the promos for the video. So I was cutting stuff up, putting all the stuff together, and I got kind of excited because y'all had that summer joint almost 3 summers ago. Like, what you call it, Rosary?
Yeah.
Fire.
Yep.
Fire.
Right.
Fire.
And so.
Yo.
So I'm like, yo, so you know, normally most MCs, when they have like a budget to do a video, you know, it'd be looking like somebody had a camera phone running around and was jumping. But y'all had everything, y'all had all the elements down, right?
Indeed.
Bricks was in there, had the cramp, just rocking out, beautiful women, rocking, Bricks in there, Delay in there. And the thing that pissed me off about De La is that he don't look like he can sing.
At all.
He don't look like he can sing. At all. He's just walking around regular as hell. Like, just, you know, what up? And then he opened his mouth. I'm like,
just Damien.
I was like,
just Damien.
Just Damien.
He's singing. He's singing. But more importantly, what I really liked about y'all, right? Because, you know, like, I'm still a rule-centered person. I was like, it's this. He was like, you know, so Bricks is like, we got it. It's good. No worries. Blah, blah, blah. Right? I was like, I'm going to smoke in the bag. I was like, don't smoke in the bag. Don't do this. I was like, throwing mad rules out. He's like, we got it. Got it.
Indeed.
Worry about it. Right? And then they jumped up on stage and rocked that mug. Crazy.
As we said, we're going to bring you back to the 90s concert.
Hey, you want to know something else?
And that's what everybody loved about it, huh?
And you want to know what's crazy? That was our first time on stage together.
Literally together performing.
Like, but you know, good things happen. Like, nobody knew the difference. I didn't know. I thought y'all had been doing like together like that for years. Like, for years and years. And so I was like, wow, you know. I was
that's
super
how the chemistry felt when we first met each other too.
Yeah. And then I said, okay. I told Briggs, I fucks with you the long way. I said, yo, wherever I go, you go. Straight up.
Yeah.
I was like, wherever I go. And so and it's been that's been our relationship ever since. You know. And so with gray hairs, I do gray hairs when he used to barber at one of my favorite barbering spots over at Bricks.
Okay.
It's an
number one barber spot in Albany, believe that.
Yeah.
Right.
And then on top of it, because I used to teach his kids, and then because his son was MC too. And his mother would do mother of his child would do poetry and stuff like
poetry.
That.
Right.
And she'd be like, yeah. You know, but he never let on that he rhymed. he never said, hey, you. I was like, you see me run around doing all that. He never said nothing about rhyming. Until I saw the thing, they was rhyming. I said, yo. Huh? You said
that's
what?
Because it was my son's. It was more about Jim. It wasn't about me at the time. That's why I wasn't really saying nothing. You know what I mean? I wasn't into music like that. I wasn't on the stage. I was pushing my sons, but, you know, their drive was different. So, I met
Greg. All right. I mean, it makes sense.
You know?
Yeah, we can't. If you can't push them, push yourself. Let's get it.
No, that's what I'm saying. And then, you know, few shows later, you know, y'all are everywhere. Everything, you know, doing everything. On the road.
Grinding.
Going here, going to festivals, you know. just out there, you know, and you know, Bricks knows I appreciate anybody who grinds just as hard as I do, you know. And, you know, the worst thing about it is that with the last show we was going to do, we was going to do Naughty or Nice, my brother happened to die. And then what really meant the world to me was, like, when we met up at the after party spot, we met up at Lost and Found. Yo, y'all was like, yo, like, y'all was like, yo, we couldn't do the show, but brother, we could take care of you. Like,
the affirmation
I
received from y'all
on that day.
It was
all
love. Yeah. Always love.
Yeah.
We're family, so
that's
I was
family.
Just like,
yo.
We're family, so when it comes to family,
we don't
we
that
ride
come,
with
that
you
comes
all
first.
Day.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
so
just like
that was important to me. No doubt. And it's hometown love. Come on, we straight out of Allah born.
Oh, well, that
true.
I'm from Brooklyn, so I don't know.
Bro, you from Albany now.
You from
Albany now, bro.
You straight
you
from Albany now, bro.
After a certain amount of years, you from Albany, bro. You know,
and
exactly
there's no place on the planet.
Now.
There's no place on the planet with the nickname a la Barnes. Come on now.
That's because the whole town. So the whole town was God body back in the day. That's why.
For
everybody
real.
Was God body or Earth.
Earth
you know
for God
saying?
Bodies
you
all
know?
Day.
And you know something? Was nobody getting killed either back then?
At all.
It was all
we had
true.
Black,
it was
yo, the black. We had festivals. We had block parties where you could come from any hood to whatever block right. party in any other hood and rock with it.
Yeah. The only time you got some beef. If you was out and you ain't know your lessons because you wasn't studying, you back in the day
exactly.
to get into beef for not studying. What you ain't study? Oh, bro, you got beef. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to be
crazy.
Down. You got
to
be
yeah,
down
because you wasn't
from.
Because you wasn't studying trying to be smart.
Exactly.
Now it's
you
different.
Wasn't trying to be more intelligent, so you got to be down. Where did that go?
That got lost with the seven.
Listen, you already know.
Everybody want to do everything else.
Exactly.
You know, so that's why we gotta. I try to do my duty and put my life experience into my music. You know, I try my best not to tear the people down, not to make things worse. I mean, I want to make music and be relevant, but I don't want to tear my people down. But I also want to stay true to who I am. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm not really, I wouldn't really call myself
a
role model and all that,
too.
but I just want to be true to me, you know what I'm saying? And I got to be look myself in the mirror when I make a song. I can't make a song and look myself in the mirror and be like, damn, why would you say that? That ain't, you know what I mean? I'm not going to do anything for likes. That's just not me. And that ain't what the Zoo Boss is about. You know what I'm saying? We grown, you know what I mean? We still got some youth in us, but we grown. And it's bigger than us.
Bridging that gap. We're gonna bring our life experience that literally everybody on this phone, we grew up around the same era. We bringing that back, and we're going to bring the kids with us because they feeling us.
Yeah. And we make music for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
True facts.
Because at the end of the day, like one day I might be in love. One day I might be like, yo, fuck the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to write according to my mood.
True that.
You know what I'm saying?
True that.
And that's what makes us all click together because we all do that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And the thing I like
relate to something we saying.
Yeah, and I like having Gray on the team because he make me want to bust my pen crazy. You know what I'm saying? Cause he come, I already know how he coming. So now that makes me want to step my shit. I'm like, oh yeah, now this nigga can't be like killing me on the track. I gotta be up there. You know what I'm saying? I just start busting my pen.
Real talk.
You know me. I come on the track. I'm just trying to not look sloppy and you know because it's like we at a point right now with, like, you know what I'm saying, we the OG, so they're already doubting us, and they're already looking at us like, oh, y'all need to sit down. So we have to make sure that when we drop something, that it's undeniable. It can't be like, oh, no, they're going to be like, yo, that shit was fire. That's all they can say.
Real talk.
So, you know what I'm saying? We just got to make sure.
You're going to see the millennials and younger bobbing their heads. Believe that.
Yeah, we just got to make sure.
And it's a lot of niggas. And I know it's, my bad, I didn't mean to cut you, but and a lot of niggas is really wishing, niggas is really trying to pray for our downfall. And they don't know all they're doing is adding fuel to the fire.
Real talk, and it's like, the cats our age.
Like,
that's what's so sad about it.
You know what I'm
saying? You know what I'm saying?
Like,
go ahead, bro. My bad.
I was about to say, like,
go ahead, bro.
Like, we lit right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? We just opened up for Wu-Tang Saturday, and on Wednesday, next Wednesday, we open up for Dave East. Like, we on our grind.
Young,
like,
gonna spill it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we're gonna do what we do.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
Yeah, we every time we swinging for the fence, bro. Every time swinging for the fence.
And honestly, we relate to the youth because we work with them every day. You know what I'm saying? Our bread and butter, so to speak, is working with the youth. So that's what we do. As far as myself and Bricks, but even with gray hairs, he's cutting kids. We just relate to the youth.
Man, I can relate to the youth because I am them.
Exactly.
I am them. You know what I'm saying? That's how I relate. I am. But what I'm saying is, it's still, I mean, you know what I'm saying is, I'm older and I'm more mature and wise. I make better decisions. You know what I'm saying? So I just try to do my job and pass off the jewels and the good energy, you know what I'm saying, through my music.
And the good thing about it is,
okay,
that
so gentlemen, hold on for one second. Gentlemen. All right, so hold on for one second, gentlemen. So I want to get into this, and I'm going to start asking you guys formalized questions because I felt it was important because there's a certain synergy when y'all all talk, which is one of the things I like about that. But I'm going to ask you some crazy stuff that happened to y'all specifically, all right? Okay. Number one, right, when Bricks and Gray Hair get anywhere and people film y'all, why is that the funniest shit alive? Because the way y'all talk to each other.
And the crazy thing is, that's how it is every day. So you could turn a camera, phone on, and you'll see that every day.
Yo, we literally
Bricks is like, yo, what are you saying? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, is this a script? I was like, that's the first. I said, did they script?
No.
I was like, yo.
Nah.
Yo, we literally need to have someone follow us around with a camera because, yo, the shit that we don't get on camera, yo, bro, yo, we don't miss so much shit that was like straight viral shit, bro. It'd be all natural.
We about to get cameras put in the car.
So the other thing I wanted to ask you about, what happened with the Albany police and the fake guns?
Because it was your fault. So what happened was, So that's when they was protesting after that guy got killed, right?
They was doing that protest
in Albany, right?
They shooting a video.
Yeah, so we shooting a video where, like, we kidnapping, like, a government agent or whatever, right? So Jayla, with all this threat to riot and all this shit going on, walks across the street with the prop in his hand in the air.
What's up with
his body?
wasn't thinking about it. Just walked across the street.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the cum was bigger than my head, but I'm saying.
What?
I said the gun. I should have held it down. But I thought when I was walking and it's up in the air and out in the open, like, yo, we good. I'm just walking across the street. We good. I'm shooting the video.
Yeah. Yo, so so listen. So then we do the scene. We done. We about to leave. Like half the fucking police department just pull up. Oh, get the fuck on the floor. Ah, gun shaking. We thought we was gonna die.
Hold up.
Their hands were shaking.
Hold on. Mind you, this dude never got out the truck. He's the biggest dude on set right now. Would not get out the truck. So we all out. Police like, yo, you in the truck? I'm like, oh damn. Oh, damn, dude, get out the truck, man.
Yo,
and, when he
and
gets
I'm
out,
not going to say, no, and I'm not even going to say no names. While somebody was laying on the ground when the police had the guns out and then pulls out one of the props from their waist. As,
oh, wow.
I'm like, is you fucking crazy?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, oh, he could have got lit up.
Are you sitting?
He could have got,
yo,
got lit up.
Who was that?
He could have got lit up.
That was,
who was
that? I believe that was
you.
Trey Ball. That wasn't me.
No, it wasn't.
I threw my, when he said put it down, I was like, oh, shit. I took that shit and threw it way up in front. So I was like, yo, it's a toy. So I literally threw that shit so they could see it bounce and hear the plastic. Like, no, you're not going to shoot me, bro. And then I got a brand new outfit on. I'm trying to plank on the ground. He's like, get all the way down. I'm like, dude, this shit is brand new, man. Like, come on, dude. Like, I really don't want to lay on this ground. I'm planking right now. This is good exercise. Like, you do, I can't do nothing.
He over there,
Josh.
Yo, great head. You got to stop.
Oh, God.
I said, nobody had to
miss
the passes. Nobody said nothing.
Yo, that's
nope.
I think it went viral. There's a TikTok about it. There's a TikTok on it.
Yeah, I
somebody,
know.
Somebody posted it.
I know.
That shit was crazy.
While all this is happening, we're in the parking lot of a woman's shelter.
Yeah, they cursing the police.
God,
like, leave them alone. We're recording.
It's cleaning out the windows.
Yeah, keep recording this shit. Definitely keep recording.
Yep.
Oh,
that fucking pavement
on.
Was hot, too.
Hell yeah.
That ground was hot than the motherfucker.
And we in all
black.
Military.
Yo, it wasn't hot as some bullets. Like, them bullets
hell
were
no.
Hotter, trust me.
Yo, I kept
I
my
was
eyes
scared to get
on
out the
I definitely kept my
that
eyes
shit was
on the
okay,
dude.
Okay.
All right, yeah, enough of that.
All right, I'm going to pause the conversation. I had to get out the way because I was like, you know, because I heard about somebody had pulled out the gun. I said, somebody pulled out the gun in front of, I was like, Albany, we shoot people. I was like, how did y'all get out of that? And I knew that there was a TikTok about it, and people talk about it for a while. They think they're just shooting a movie. They're just shooting a movie.
Yeah, that,
anyway.
That shit was one of the scariest things I ever had in my life, man.
All right, so.
Hope you learned your lesson.
Here's something I would like to. All right, so I'm gonna go at you guys individually, right? So quick questions, speed round. We got like 10 minutes before you sit out, and then we're going to start playing your music. And we also have an open mic component, and people can ask questions if they have any questions. So anybody who's listening, who already have your mic open, if you have a question to ask them, feel free to ask them. But I'll start the questions first. So Bricks, how long have you been a practitioner of hip-hop?
I want to say since like the early 90s. Yeah, the early 90s is when I started taking a liking to like writing rhymes and stuff.
So when you first started listening to hip hop, who was your favorite artist?
Oh, back then it was like LL, EPMD, you know what I'm saying, Big Daddy Kane, Hoogi Rap, you know what I'm saying? Like that was the shit right there. The symphony.
Yo, bro, if you don't mention if you don't mention Rakim, we're gonna have a problem.
Yo, can I?
Yo, listen, y'all can't, wait.
Shall they talk to me?
You can't start. They ain't here, you can't start.
I'm going at you individually.
Don't be afraid of
your business. Mind your business. Nobody's talking to you right now. I'm not. I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, yes, you would.
But yeah, like Rakim, I mean, all of them. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Gentlemen. All right. So, all right, Bricks. All right, I'm going to ask you a cliche question. So when did you fall in love with hip-hop?
When did I fall in love with hip-hop?
Mm-hmm.
That was to me?
Yeah,
oh,
to you,
man.
Bro.
Yeah.
I want to say I fell in love with hip-hop and music, like, in the 80s. Because, like, you know what I'm saying, I was listening to everything, not just hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Because my mother used to, that's when I used to play records. My mother used to play the records and shit, smoke called reefer. That's what they called it back then, reefer. And I just used to listen to that shit, and I loved it, you know what I'm saying? This, Michael Jackson, Tina Turner, like, all that good shit. That's why I love doing, like, the R&B
right.
shit. Like, I get it from that.
Absolutely. I'm going to move over to De La.
Okay.
I'm going to call you Miss... Right, because just in case y'all know, I've been quietly recruiting him to sing on one of my projects.
Oh, they know that. They
we
know.
Always
I told
talk
them.
About it. Yeah, but...
I ain't know that.
I'm not
going
to call you De La.
I'm lying.
Now just for...
We'll tell you later. Next time I'm home. I'll be home.
Indeed.
This weekend. But,
all right.
I'll be home this weekend. So I'll tell you to your face. Let me stop. I'm just joking. Rick is big as hell.
What?
Like, I'm like, yo, this movie just came in the room and darkened out the sun. Him and gray hairs, y'all just two twin towers. What the hell? Anyway.
Whoa.
Just rocking
like
out the scene in two big minutes. Like it was light in this room, and somebody's like, "Oh, hey, Bricks, how you doing?"
Yo, you know what Greg Ayers remind me of? Remember what's that movie when they was dancing? The B2K niggas and all that.
You got sir.
He remind me of the nigga that like the big black nigga that they owed the money. That's who Gray Hairs remind me of.
Wait. Listen. Wait until after we play the music. Once we get past the
feel
music,
you know what
go at it.
See what I'm saying?
We were talking about De La right now.
Thank you.
All right.
I know y'all too well. So it's too free flowing because we know each other too well. That's why I'm laughing because I already know what's going to happen before it happens. Anyway, so when De La hops on my project, I'm not going to call him De La. I'm going to call him Mr. Fold because, you know, that's what I'm going to do.
I need a little separation.
Okay,
Mr. Who, though?
Okay.
Mr. Fold.
He already knows.
Indeed. That's the proper way, I guess.
You like that, right?
I'm not even gonna hold you. That opened up mad doors for jokes.
Hold up. It should only open one thing. You call me Mr. Fold, I'll hold you.
Chill. Chill. We gonna let him get his questions and stuff done. Go ahead, Dale. We sorry.
Thank you. Let me get him.
I apologize.
Number one, We are not home. We are not in some establishment with things in our hands embodied upon them. We are having a conversation during the podcast currently at this point. And this podcast is going all over the place. So, gentlemen, let's reassess ourselves, get back to the thing.
Thank you.
So,
yes,
number one, my question about this, because I know R&B dudes get all the ass, but I'm not going to ask you that question because I think your wife would be mad at me. But
yeah.
How do people like for me, like I know I was shocked when I heard you sing. Like I really thought you was going straight rap, but when you your ass can sing, like you're a singer, you're a stanger, right? So What was the response the first time somebody knew that you could sing? Like, go out there and do your thing.
Well, honestly, that was my response because I grew up in church, so I didn't really, I hated singing in church. I did not like it. I was in choir, so you see my mouth moving, but you never heard me. So let's fast forward to about 91, 92. Jodeci came to town. They did a concert. They was at Knickerbocker Arena at that time. We were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was in high school, like 10th, 11th grade or something like that. So everybody's talking and talking and talking and talking, and I'm just walking. I'm like, yo, okay, they got church voices. I got a church voice, and I just started singing Come and Talk to Me. And next thing you know, you're like, oh, who the hell is that? I'm like, what's me? I was like, because before this, I was a dancer. I wasn't a singing dude. I danced. I was always told if you could move, they like that. So you're gonna get up in between where because you got the move. But once I was told that, damn, you got a beautiful voice. And then I seen them looking and seeing how the reaction was. I'm like, oh, okay, this is what I'm doing. I already can dance. You said I can sing? All right, let's just keep doing it. And at that time, so from there on, I emulated, at that time, it was Aaron Hall. So my, R. Kelly wasn't out there. So
Hold on. Who's making that noise in the background?
I don't know. Okay, right,
you're making noise in the background. Mute yourself.
Now it's time.
Okay, go ahead. So
around that time, I was heavy influenced. It was the R&B crazy. It was all boy groups, but my influence was Aaron Hall. He just could blow. Like, he had the churchy voice, but the R&B flow was just crazy. And then all of a sudden, R. Kelly came in and took his flow and just went crazy with it. So with me, I took a combination of all that. So you might... Some people say, oh, you kind of sound like Aaron Hall. You kind of sound like R. Kelly. Some songs, they say I sound like Ray J. I'm like, Ray J can't fuck with me. Stop that. But, yeah, when you look at me, you think I'm a star rhyming. That's my older brother, Rommel. He was one of the illest MCs in Albany ever. But,
yeah, he was. He really was.
But me, I was the R&B dude, never knew I could sing. I know I could hum. I stayed in choir all day. I was in choir in school. I was in choir in church, but never really sung. You couldn't hear me. Once that one chick that I wanted said I had a nice voice, I was like, all right, we on it. That's where all it right, came from that point on.
So when did you fall in love with hip-hop?
Always been a fan of hip-hop. Like I said, my older brother. Before you heard Method Man, he was the upstate Method Man. And this dude would walk the block just rhyming 24/7. Like, that's all that was playing in the house. If my mother wasn't playing hers, like, well, Sunday was church music while she was cleaning. Other than that, it was Stylistics, the Dramatics, the all that 70s joints. And then we got to the funk, late 70s funk and all that. But once 80s came, and my brother was just crazy with it. All I heard was hip-hop 24/7. Then when I heard Rakim, because my brother was God body, so I could understand everything he was saying, and I was like, oh, shit, wow. Like he's really spitting knowledge and saying something, and I'm listening like, oh, damn. He reminded me of my brother, because that's all he did was spit. He was God body, so everything was dedicated to the 5%. A lot of people didn't understand that unless you was in the Washington Park in the ciphers listening to everybody do what they do, or you were down on Swan Street with the God bodies there, or you were over in the ballpark or the new courts with those God bodies. But if you wasn't around it, you wouldn't understand it. And every God body I know, majority of them could spit crazy. They just wasn't a big flamboyant thing then, because nobody wanted to sound like anybody. But that's when I fell in love with hip hop.
Dope. Great hands, I'm coming to you.
Okay.
So, being at the fact, one, you're a very talented MC.
Thank you.
So I think I should let you know that off the top.
Appreciate that.
And I remember you coming to the shows with your sons and doing stuff. And so what was it that made you decide to step from administrative role and a promoting role for your sons, for you to actually take the limelight yourself?
Well, I started writing back in the 90s. Then, you know, my boy Rome, all praise due, he got killed. After he got killed, I kind of lost the urge. I mean, he was the one pushing me because we used to freestyle all the time. So he was like, yo, how you should write? But I was like, man, I freestyle. So long story short, after he got killed, I kind of lost the zest for it. But then, you know, my sons was coming up. I hear them beating on the table. They rhyming. We used to freestyle all the time. So then they started going to the studios. Kept telling me, Dad, we nice. And I'm like, man, whatever. So they kept telling me come to the studio. One day I went to the studio and I heard them dudes rhyming. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? These niggas is nice. So then I started pushing. I started putting the money behind them and working and grinding, but they were so anxious to put music out, we could never get stuff done properly, could never get a good finished product. So then, you know, life goes on, you know, life happens, people go their own way. They're not really taking it serious, you know, wasting money. So I'm like, fuck it, I stopped doing it. And then the state of music had got so crazy at one time that it was like, so I could do better than this. You know what I'm saying? So then what happened was I went to the studio, started writing. I met my wife. I wrote a song for her. It was a song called Wish. It's a song I can never perform. But anyway, wrote that song. Yo, that music a little loud in my ear. I can barely hear myself. But
okay,
yo,
hold on.
So what happened? What happened was, yeah, that's better. So I had wrote a song for her. Went to the studio, I recorded. It was okay, but my delivery was off. So the course of developing my kids and stuff like that, I was developing myself enough to get in the studio. And then once I started getting in the studio, first I was working with Dave Gordon. I did some work with him. Then I started linking up with Magic. And I really started developing with Magic, man. And you know, I put out a song called Orange Bandit, and I got a lot of good reviews from that song. But not, you know, you can't tell by the views, but like everybody, a lot of people told me I was on to something and told me, yo, keep cooking. And I just kept cooking up, and I started developing, getting better. It's crazy how, you know what I'm saying, I bump into bricks, and we just put some shit together, man. And I'm still developing and getting better. I keep getting better and better every time I write, so. All
right. So, real quick, what I have to do here is I have to take a station identification break so that basically we can let people know exactly where we are, what we do, how we be.
Okay.
And when we do, after we finish that, we're going to start getting to y'all tracks. And then we also have an open mic portion because I have some people here. I believe, Kenya, is that you?
Yes, I'm here.
Kenya, are you there?
Hi. Yes, right. I'm here.
Hey. I'm going to open. Yes, we can hear you. After I do the station identifier, we're going to get to your music, but I'm going to open up the floor for questions for anybody else. But in the meantime, in between time, this is Epiphany Radio Universe. This is Fly Speak, the Hidden Radio Show. The number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to be heard. And this is our station identification.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back, welcome back. This is Epiphany Ray Universe. Live speak open mic featuring the Zoo Bosses. All right.
Zoo.
Matter of fact, what so we have with us, we have Bricks the Boss, Dayla, Gray Hair.
Yes. Yo, yo.
Sounding gentlemen, and things that happened live, real hip hop, real motivation on the stage. Rock crowds, make your hands wave. So I'm going to open y'all up for questions right now. So good people your waiting, does anyone have any questions you'd like to ask them?
Be shy now.
Hello?
Ask me anything. Good people? Danielle,
ask anything.
Oh. Don't be shy.
I can't get myself off of mute. I don't know. How long have y'all known each other?
Couple years. I've met more.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I knew Gray Hairs for a minute because he was my barber. So I didn't even know that he rapped at the time. And I met Dayla, I want to say, like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, about 4 years.
But I knew Gray Hairs longer.
Okay.
Right. But my DJ, Surratt, we grew up together in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. So I've known him since, like, the 80s.
I was about to say, because y'all sound like you've known each other a lifetime.
How long have you known my hobby? I've known my hobby for a few years, like a few years now. And I've known Hobby for a long time.
20.
Okay.
Wait, Gray Hair's like, Gray Hair has known me for a very long time.
I said 15. I said no, make 20, maybe more. But I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to be. Well, you might have my kids, yeah.
Yourself,
yo.
You know it's like 30,
yeah,
40. 20. Don't.
Okay.
Yeah, Bunny. 75.
Okay, you guys got really good energy between you. Really, really good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Because none of us fake. We all ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We all ourselves, and we brothers. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Honestly, we fight like brothers. You know what I'm saying? We celebrate like brothers. Like, we go through it all, but we never let nothing get us to the point where it gets too crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
real talk.
No, because we know we're not.
Loyalty is rare now.
Yeah. Well, that's family for you. I mean, you go through that. So as long as you can work it out, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that. Definitely.
Yeah. Like, it's more good times than bad times, but.
Yeah.
Because Gray Hairs is also my best friend, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know what I'm saying? But, I guess all love, you know what I'm saying? We just keep it real with each other. Like if I'm messing up or I'm doing something, they'll check me. Like, yo, bro, like, yo, you're doing too much. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
you
do that with each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you actually say that's me? I heard her say who's the handsome guy. That's me. I heard her say who's the handsome guy. That's me. Is that what she said? I thought she said the handsome guy.
No.
I don't know.
It's always
maybe that's what I heard.
All right, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
I'll put you this way. Now, yeah, one of the most amazing things about them is like, see how they are right now. They're like that wherever they go. You know, and
that's a good thing.
They're pretty much the safest people to be around. Yeah, they're the same. Like if they're with you in the club, feel safe. Like you don't have to worry about nothing. It translates to anything. So, like, as bad as I was feeling on that night, you know, I felt good around them, you know, and I was like, let me take a picture of all of them together. I was like, let me take a picture with you, you know, because they comforted me and I felt good being around them. They have supremely good energy and they're funny as shit all the time. Like, it's not even funny.
I appreciate that, bro. Because we don't be on no tough guy shit. We go out, have a good time. You can see me. People tell me I smile too much. We be on stage performing. You can't be smiling all the time. I can't help it. I'm happy. What you want me to say? You know what I'm saying? I'm happy. Shit, that's why I'm always smiling.
It's a hardcore smile song, B. You can't be smiling like that.
And I be smiling. It's hard shit.
I can relate to that. I'm always smiling myself, so I can definitely relate to that.
Yeah.
Real street knowledge to the kids, smiling. Like, dude, you ain't say nothing that's going to make somebody smile, man. Stop smiling.
Hell, bro, I can't help it, bro. I just got my teeth cleaned, too. It's going to be a lot more smiling right here. Real tough, bro.
God.
Let's see.
Oh,
I'll kill you with him.
This guy.
Oh, give him something to talk about.
Any more questions?
Oh, my God.
Y'all
are funny. I cannot.
All right. I'm trying, yo. Trust me. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so real quick, we'll take a couple more questions. Rare or Kenya, do y'all have any questions for them?
Uh-oh, you might have to take them off mute or something.
Rare.
Not at the moment. I'm parented. Not at the moment.
All right.
Okay.
Rare, I can't hear you. What happened?
No, Rare is
she's
driving.
She's parenting right now. Oh.
Well, you know what?
Why don't you ask a question, Bobby?
All right. I'm going to ask y'all a question. Matter of fact, here's the question. What's the premise behind New Goddess, Part 3?
That's a bricks question.
What? You said that's a what? What's the what?
What's the concept behind New Goddess Part 3?
All right, so back in the day when I had like another group of people with me, did a song called Goddess, right? And I kind of liked that song, and I don't know why I ended up starting to like redo it. Like, you got the first one, then you got Goddess Part 2. Then you got Goddess Part 3. It's going to be a Goddess Part 4. I'm going to keep going until it don't make sense for me to do it no more. But, like, we get better every time we do it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I always do my thing, but, like, I big up the females. Like, I'm not one to always, like, trash talk females. It's like, most of my music, if I'm talking about a female, it's in a good, positive way. You know what I'm saying? So every once in a while, I just think, you know what I'm saying? You know what? It's time for another goddess. You know what I'm saying? Because women always going to be goddesses. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to just keep going.
Mm. And that song came together so organically. It was crazy.
For real.
We didn't even. We were sitting at a table, and it just, the hook and everything just came together just like that. Boom.
Yep, one
I
said
everybody. I forgot who played the beat. And then I think I said the first.
I wrote the song.
I think I brought
the hook.
And then you said
you
the first
the
part.
And then I said the first part of the hook.
And then I wrote the rest of the song.
Soon as I stopped.
So give me my credit.
As soon as I stop,
you go.
Break the rest
gentlemen,
of the hook.
Gentlemen, pause. We're going to play the track, New Goddess, Part 3, New Bosses.
Yep.
Okay. So.
I like the way you move, mommy. I like the way you tease me. That thing you do with your body will make a nigga spend money. You got the body of a goddess. Can't even lie, I'm just being honest. When you walk in the room, all eyes on you. You're the light of the party.
How you move, damn girl, you turn me on. You shine like new rims on a new car. Slim thick hips fit like a body kick. High heels, long hair with the wet lips.
Okay.
Face beat, pretty feet, nails on fleek. Great eye, pretty smile with the white teeth.
All right.
I can smell the scent of your body in the breeze. When you walk by the lane straight to me. The way you drop it down low, bring it up slow.
Yeah.
A little wiggle in your hips in the belly.
Bro. Okay.
I feel like a big kid in the candy store. So much money in the air, you can't see the floor. Looking in my eyes, maybe want
more.
I think I need a private room with the private sex.
Yeah.
You want the cash, I want you, start undressing.
Yeah.
You got the body of a goddess, this is my confession.
My confession.
My confession.
I like the way you move, mommy. I like the way you tease me. That thing you do with your body will make a nigga spend money. You got the body of a goddess. Can't even lie, I'm just being honest. When you walk in the room, all eyes on you. You're the light of the party.
I love the way your hips shift. Ma, I know you wanna cause mischief. Just bring that ass closer. And grind like you're supposed to, baby. You know that I want you.
Aren't you?
Ain't nothing that I won't do.
I won't do.
And I bet you feel the same too. Let's make it come true, baby.
My sex drive me crazy. I'm thinking that you really wanna be my baby. Who wouldn't wanna be with a boss? I cover all the costs. Should never take a loss. I take them clothes off. Affection, worthy of my affection. The strength of our connection leads to one direction. This is my confession, this I'm manifesting. It's you that I'm selecting, that's without a question. I'm digging your complexion, you are my obsession. You killed your first impression and your smile is quite impressive. Whoa, now let me slow it down just a little. We'll be like eyes, you love the vibes that I give you. Looking at your thighs, yeah, they're on the menu. You'll be surprised on some of the things that I'm into. I got my eyes on the prize and that'll be your mental. You wanna rock with a boss, let's make it official.
Your waistline,
that buff bottom on you.
Make it just be, I can't get enough of you.
I'ma take time to show you all the
love. You do it, your waistline,
that buff bottom on you.
Make it just be, I can't get enough of you.
I'ma take time to show you all this love.
I like the way you move, mommy. I like the way you tease me. That thing you do with your body will make a nigga spend money. The body of a goddess. I can't even lie, I'm just being honest. When you walk in the room, all eyes on you. You're the life of the party.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, let's have a real life response.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. Okay. You know what?
That was a booty roll. Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta be honest. It definitely had me swaying. The next time I hear it, I'm gonna listen to the actual the rap and part of the lyrics. But the music had me caught up. And I want to hear that again. I would like to stream that and put that in my playlist. That's
so
nice.
Thank you.
It's everywhere.
Had me swinging my hips in here. That was nice. Okay.
Yeah, you can go watch it on YouTube. You can watch the video. The video's on YouTube. The music
video's
on all the streaming platforms. Wherever you get your music, you can get it. Goddess Part 3 by Zoo Bosses.
Z-O-Z-Z-Easy.
All right, I want to make sure I give a special acknowledgement. Hold on. Special acknowledgement to T. LaChelle, who's manning the boards of the event page. I'm pretty sure that. So can we get a round of applause and thank T. LaChelle for putting it together?
Thank you again.
Give a round of applause. Rocking out.
Clap it up.
Doing all the good stuff. Making sure the stuff goes out. So I know T. LaChelle, you hear me. Matter of fact, let me just open your mic real quick. T. LaChelle, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I am. How are you?
Okay.
Thank you.
Just want to thank you. Man in the boards this evening. All right. What do you think of the song?
I already got it posted up, so hey, I was already rocking to it. In there.
That's the fuck.
I think your DJ just got here too.
Yeah, so Rock is in the building.
I think he's here.
Zoo, what's going on, fellas?
He's a Rock B.
How are you?
Yes, I'm good. How's everybody doing tonight?
Okay. All right.
Good.
All right. Piers, I hear you. Chris, I hear you.
Yeah.
All right, so that's good. We complete. I was like, yo, tell him not to hang up on me. He was like, you know, I'm
sorry. Nah,
my bad.
I couldn't even talk. I said, they're going to hear everything in the background. I better not do that. So I just text and let everybody know what was going on. But everything is good. Thank you, everyone.
Welcome, bro.
All right.
No doubt.
Oh, hold on for a second. Wait. Miss Tina, baby. Are you here? Tina, you here? Okay.
Yes, this
is dope. Oh, look at this. Drip. All right, so, gentlemen, this is Tina. Like, you know, the funny thing is, right, because y'all don't get, like, you know, because Rick knows, like, usually when I do stuff, I get to be quick, but he doesn't get to see the Honey Dripper side. He only gets to see the UGT side because that's, like, home and everything else like that, but he doesn't get to see the drip side. So I'm going to play a couple of their songs, and then I need all of y'all in the drip to get loose for them real quick, fast in a hurry. They can see what they're. I'm pretty sure they're gonna want to work with y'all after they hear y'all. But
no doubt.
More importantly, let's get back to the questions. All right, so DJ Sir Rock B.
That's me.
How's it being a DJ for the Zoo Bosses? And what's the best time you had with them? Being their DJ.
Oh man. Okay, so so you know, me and Bricks go back a long way. First and foremost, you know, we grew up together, so we kind of ran into each other, you know, when I came from Brooklyn to upstate Albany, and we linked up, and you know, they were already into the music thing, doing their music, and I was already DJing also. So you know, linking up, he pulled me into the Zoo Bosses. At first it was Disobey, you know, we started from there. The first video I really did with Bricks was Next Up. So when we did that video, we talked more, and you know, I just stayed in tune with them, with all of them. And finally, you know, we just said later for it, man. You know, let's pull us a rock in, man. You know what I'm saying? And that was definitely appreciated. And since I've been with them, man, it's been nothing but adventurous. It's been a lot of. I could definitely say it's been very, very, very tight with loyalty. You know, any problems, man, we talk about it like a family, man. That, you know, the Zoo Boss is definitely a family, man. I could definitely say that, man. You know, they've been there for me. You know, just like just now when I called in, I let them know what was going on. You know, yo, keep your head up. Hope she good. This, that, and the other. Holler back. And that's exactly what I did, you know. And that's how it is. It's with that with all of us, you know. Any disagreements, we sit down at the table, we talk about it. You know, it is really a family, and I appreciate that, you know. Being a DJ, man, it's an honor to be straight up with you. It's an honor, man.
Yeah.
If anybody could have been a DJ, you know, I definitely was the one that was like, I wish I could be, you know what I'm saying? And they made that happen for me. So that's a dream for me to come true, and I love them for that. You know, and those are my brothers, and we are family, and we're going to do our thing together.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, can someone tell me about, I'm looking for it now because it's missing from where I had it. There you go. Tell me about Private Dancer.
Well, that's break.
All right. So what happened was, right, I was like, every song that I've done, like it's De La, me and De La, me and Gray, or all three of us. So I wanted to do something for myself. Like, you know, I haven't done a track for myself in like mad long. So I was just going through the beats. I came across the beat and I was like, wow. And then I don't know why it became Private Dancer. That's just how it just came out. And so I wrote the song, you know what I'm saying, shot the video, and it's out now on all platforms. And I like it. I'm going to be performing
all right.
It, you know what I'm saying, at the next show, too.
But wait. Before you do that, we're going to play it right now. We're
going to
play it.
Yeah.
This is Private Dancer.
Private Dancer.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
It's your boy Bricks, here with another one. About to get in my bag on this one. That's a fast suit thing, check me out. I got just one question to be answered. Will you be my private dancer? I got just one question to be answered. Will you be my private dancer? As I sit here admiring the way that you move, you mastered the science, you created a groove. Had the whole spot applauding, they love what you do. I'm not even gonna front, I was feeling it too. From the way you arch your back to the expressions on your face, I can see you on my lap, I can see you at my place. I can see how you give it up, can see you keep it safe. I can tell you by the bag from the way you move that weight. The woman of most niggas dreams, with a body so addictive you could turn the average nigga to fiend. But I'm the boss king, my tolerance is at a higher threshold. You're getting close to that, baby, you're just that cold. But fuck all that, I'm about to get real bold and ask, will you come with me home? I got a spot right down the block where anything goes. We can explore, I ain't watching the throne. I got just one question to be answered. Will you be my private dancer? I got just one question to be answered. Will you be my private dancer? I got just one question to be answered. Will you be my private dancer? I got just one question to be answered. Will you be my private dancer?
Let's go!
Now that we all alone, it's time for my private show.
Uh-huh.
I got you all night, shorty, so you can take it slow. Damn, ma, you smelling like $1 million. When I'm in your guts, I'll probably bust $1 million. Yeah, I know that's a little OD. Well, if I was an extra, then I wouldn't be me. Now back to you, show me the moves that I like.
Uh-huh.
Two shots of Patron set the mood for the night. And it's my eyes only for this particular show. I sit in all your meticulous glow. And everything's well kept. From your head to your toes, you're like the best kept secret that only I know. And ain't no expectations, just go with the flow. I dig the way that you get in your zone.
Uh-huh.
And if you need anything else, then let it be known. But I bet you're glad you came with me home. I got just one question to be answered. Will you be my private dancer? I got just one question to be answered. Will you be my private dancer? I got just one question to be answered. Will you be my private dancer? I got just one question to be answered. Will you be my private dancer?
Go!
You already know. That's Zoo Life.
Yep.
Talk to me nice. Bricks the boss. Zoo shit. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
Let me get my first time responses. Let me go over here. Miss Tina, baby. Miss Tina, what'd you think?
Oh, listen, it's a vibe. Definitely a head bump.
Thank you, thank you.
Dude, that's what's up.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go over here. Ray, are you there?
Yes.
I am. I'm still driving. All I'm saying is talk to me nice. Talk to me.
Matter of fact, let me tell Danielle. Danielle, you know how you like big boys? They tall, they smell good, they dress good. There's bricks and gray hairs, but, you know. But gray hairs
are
important.
Yeah.
I
was going to say,
I like me.
there's some hip hop artists. There's some people who do hip hop, and they do hip hop, and they smell very hip hopish. Not these gentlemen; they smell good all the time. They dress well, you know. They go about it. I'm not gonna talk shit about certain people, but you know, certain people come in the room, and they go ooh, and I'm like oh I. Okay, all right. You know. We was in the Linda, and they was like, ooh, him handsome. I was like, oh, word. I was like, that's what we doing?
They're talking about me?
And you smell good.
Yeah, we're talking about you.
I mean, I can hope it's a gift and a curse, man. It's a gift and a curse.
Yeah, you know what? You beat up, though.
Y'all don't
know
if I'm
going to
hip-hop show
this week, shit. I'm going to tell y'all beats. Your beats are dope. They make you sway. You know, for the ladies, make us move our hips and rock back and forth and sweat. It's all right.
We got another one for
plan,
you that Ma likes a lot. And Rob and me, bang for it.
That's my shit.
Yeah, okay. Like, I put my like,
y'all
that
give,
song
y'all
a lot
give
to
me. Y'all didn't give me Ride for Me, so I don't have it on here. I don't have it.
You gotta see that live. You gotta see that live, and it's on YouTube. There's a video.
That's what's up.
Yeah, because I'm telling you right now, like, you gotta watch Daylight. He get into this R&B shit, B. He starts singing, like, it fucks you up. You're like, this nigga hit notes? What the fuck? He ain't supposed to be looking like he hits notes.
Yeah, you gotta listen.
How you doing? What's
you gotta listen to Special and Lost Soul for that.
Nah,
yeah.
You gotta listen to it. You gotta listen to No Doubt. The song I got called No Doubt that she was singing on. That was Lost Soul. She was bugging on that.
Yeah, you
mean
Lost
this one?
Lost Soul and Special.
Just a lost soul. Surviving in the cold world, not knowing which way to go. Hot days and cold nights in a fight for my life, do you know exactly what it feels like to not care for what's right? No, kinda hard to maintain. Shit's gotta change.
It's all for here. We got hot days and cold nights.
Yeah.
Niggas smoke weed, roll dice, and blow pipes. Sometimes you gotta do wrong trying to get right. I can't help my fang show with my stomach fight. I can't protect my queen, a nigga can't sleep at night. I get a chance to change my wrongs, I'ma do it right. I stay true to me, I don't care who opposed. Had many friends, a lot of them turned to foes. Life could be better, but a lot of us refuse to grow. Staying in the crib and less time with the bro. But you wanna be lit, now you in the dark hole. Moving fast behind the wheel and you lost control. Try to cross a bridge of life, you gotta pay a toll. Hit a fork in the road, which way to go? I made mistakes many times, chose the wrong path. Head on collision and didn't have a car crash.
Surviving in a cold world, not knowing which way to go. Hot days and cold nights, trying to fight for my life, do you know? Exactly what it feels like to not care for what's right, no.
I'm liking my future and no regrets for the past. I'm moving forward with my foot pressed on the gas. I'm on cruise and I'm speeding in the stack of gas. You out here fronting with fake brothers, you smoke trash. You think you lit cause that bum bitch said you poppin'. The bird bitch that you wife and she a homie hopper. Not mistaken, think I seen that whole coppin'. Juice to stutter but that butter had that bitch silent. You can't be mad cause you broke in the nigga shining. You a fucker fucking with hoes when you should be grinding. You can say I started late, I say it's perfect timing. Most of you cats wasn't born when I started grinding. Gave you head start and passed you when I started climbing. The burnt smell in the background is the beat frying. I've been refraining from killing niggas and still trying. To teach the youth it's better to live than it is to die.
Surviving in a cold world, not knowing which way to go. Trying to fight for my life, do you know exactly what it feels like to not care for what's right? Oh, kinda hard to maintain, shit's gotta change.
Last time response. Ladies, how do y'all feel about that?
That was delicious. The voice, I don't know who's singing, but yeah.
That's Dayla.
Wow.
Hey, Dayla, that was nice.
Yeah. He was hitting the notes on that.
That is definitely giving me, like, late night, Saturday night, you know, cruising through the street, drop top. I mean, if I was a smoker, I would have a blunt in my mouth with some drinks in the cup holder. Like, that's like late night cruising through the street with the homies kind of vibe.
Thank you.
That is definitely a fact.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
But yeah, we come in with different vibes. We got a lot of different music.
Yeah, but the one thing I want to impress upon everybody that's listening is that everything that you hear, it actually translates exceedingly well to the stage. One of the reasons why I like them and I work with them, like whatever stage I got that they can come, they can get on, is because it translates perfectly. They give the crowd that same energy, like, you know, and it's even greater because it's like you get to see it live. The live element exists within their work. So that's one of the reasons why I'm always like, I'm like, yeah, whatever I can do, let's do it this way, you know, let's rock this way, you know, because, you know, it's very hard to find people who are really invested in their craft and actually can pull it off live. And, you know, they're just not on the deck. They're actually transferring that energy through their works because they love what they do so much. So that's my compliment to y'all on that.
Thank you. Appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, I can hold you. We owe a lot to Bricks pushes hard to rehearse and, you know, say to practice a lot, study the music, you know, say he be honest about rehearsals a lot, and that shit is very important. And it shows in our performance, you know, we be getting better and better. And, you know, so he be honest about that. We got rehearsal tomorrow.
You know what else I like? Y'all are always on time. All of y'all. Always on time. I'm like,
we always look for every event.
He's like,
I want to get there. I want to see what it is. Yeah, because I want to get there. I want to see what it is. I want to see what the venue look like. so I could visualize how I'm going to move, how we going to do this, you know what I'm saying? And, like, because, you know, like, that's, I just want us to win. So, like, they'd be like, yo, it'd be mad early. Ain't nobody there yet. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to see what's going on.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Rich,
but I want to make sure.
Everything.
Y'all the first people to ever beat me to a venue. First hip-hop
group.
First hip-hop group ever beat me to
check
a
it
venue.
Out. Check it out. Wherever we go, we always there first. Bricks, if Bricks would get mad at me because we'd be the first ones there, I'd be sitting in the car trying, you know, get my little pregame shit on. He'd be like, yo, let's go inside and see what's going on. I'm like, bro, ain't nobody here yet. He'd be like, yo, fuck that. I'd be like, I got to stop what I'm doing. I got to go in with the niggas. Because if not, he's going to be, it's going to be a little 15-second argument. And it was, you know, for nothing. So I just like, fuck it, all right.
Like,
you know,
I got to manipulate him to come in with me. I said, yo, what if I go in there and, like, niggas do something to me and you don't even know? I made him feel bad, so he came in with me.
Let me ask you a question. Really? They might do something.
Bro.
Your hands are tied to hammocks. Really?
Listen.
I know about gray hair. I know all about gray hairs. I'm pretty sure.
I'm nonviolent, bro. I'm a changed man. I'm one of the good guys now.
Oh, you're a changed man.
I'm one of the good guys. I mean, they ain't disappeared, but how can I put this? I'm out the loop. You know what I'm saying? I'm retired.
You went from the Legion of Doom to Super Friends. That's what
you're
saying?
Yeah, bro. I'm a good guy. No, man. I'm down with Dr. King, bro.
Now, honestly,
I'm
put it in
violent,
perspective,
bro.
He's from a block called the Sewer.
Sewer.
That's what we call the block that he's from, where we from, that he was on, is called the Sewer.
Oh, man.
Everybody know about the show.
All right, so before we do all this, right?
Part of
what we're doing is we have people here, you know, and y'all have never officially met the drip yet, so because I hadn't brought him home, but I'm planning on doing that. Trust me, I'm planning on doing it. I found a new spot, but I'll talk to y'all about that later. But I'm gonna go backwards to front. I know that Rare is driving. But I'm going to start with Stina and work my way up. Miss Stina, baby, are you there?
Yes, darling, I'm here.
Can you give these gentlemen possibly a minute or two of your time with whatever you choose to do as far as that, whether you want to drip or sing? Can you sing a little something for them?
Okay, so you want me to drip, or you want me to sing, or you want me to do both? Because I'm ready for whatever.
I like a little bit of drip and some singing. I like a little bit of drip, please.
Yeah, drip and sing.
Yeah, baby, what you do with it too? Yes. Okay. Well, if you like drip and vocals,
okay,
then I'm gonna just
sing. Whatever you're ready.
Okay,
Hav. Hey, Hav.
Yes.
You think we can get Risk in here?
I know Rare is driving, so I don't think we can get the whole Risk thing going right now.
Yeah. I've been organizing in the back channel though.
Listen, if y'all gonna do pause. All right, so y'all going to do the Risk thing? If y'all going to do the Risk thing, I'm going to just get out the way and just let y'all do what y'all going to do.
Hold on, I got a half a mile till I can get off the highway.
Okay, listen, we run out of time, too.
How about this? Let me do my piece, and by then, Rare will be on the off the highway, and then we can go straight into Risk.
I mean, but we got to get Danielle, and we even asked Van what he want to do. Van, what you want to do?
Hey, man, it's whatever. I can do whatever. I can do whatever.
All right,
it don't matter.
Listen, fuck it. Full drippage. Jalapeno, ghost pepper. Right, go ghost pepper. Go ghost pepper. Everybody go ghost pepper.
Oh, shit. That sounds like something crazy. Uh-oh.
All right, go ahead. Lisa, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to do peaches and cognac. He said, I taste like fresh peaches and warm cognac, his favorite aphrodisiac. And he wants me for breakfast, lunch, and his midnight snack. And who am I to hold him back? So I'll continue eating fresh fruit and taking minted baths and drinking plenty of water so he can swim in my splash. I am his melanin queen, and he is my king black, and he has earned my devotion, and that's a straight fact, because he's strong, and he's comely, and his skills are intact, and he sees to my needs, both focused and abstract. So when he kneels at my throne, I put on my ski mask and prepare for his entry. He don't need to ask, because he knows my bounty awaits his savage attack. As he opens my gateway and inhales my cat, beholds her succulence and allows no distraction from his penitence of my altar stack. He abides in his worship, studies long at his task, sends up prayers of thanksgiving, so I'm all that he asks, hides his face in my sweetness, his mouth be jam-packed. No time for discreetness, because he loves my feedback. Swims deep in the glory of my dripping dewlack and swallows my treacle like an infant's similac. As his hunger is abated, he takes a step back and allows me to taste kisses from my Venus flytrap. Now, this story continues as I mount on his lap, slips his steel in my sheath, and begins this next lap. He loves it inside me, so my ass he does slap as he feels her constriction gripping tight on his back. The motion starts slowly, building gradually towards fast, and I know that he's close now because he's harder than glass. He grabs on my hips and grinds deep in my past because he knows I love feeling that throb when he blasts. Reaching under his beard with my hands, I do clasp on his throat and squeeze gently because he likes it like that. As he reaches his climax, he throws his head back and roars as he blasts off and empties his sack. And I tighten my pleasure hole, gripping that flat, because feeling him throbbing makes my heart pitter-pat. He holds me in place till he finally goes flat and slips out of my crevice. So I guess that is that. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
Damn.
Okay.
I'm going to
I'll be right back.
Like the hairs on the back of my neck stood up.
Yo. Hey, yo, I can hear that shit from you.
Hey, yo, if she spit that to music.
Oh.
Yo, that would be fire.
Wait, bro. We got you.
All right.
We got you.
So Risk is ready. Risk is ready if you're ready for Risk.
Oh my God!
Oh, we ready.
That was crazy.
Mojave, I'm mad you ain't been. Hold on, Mojave, I'm mad you ain't been introduced me to this.
Okay,
You know what? We gonna have a whole separate conversation.
I need that
prepare
on one
yourself.
Of my tracks,
gentlemen. I introduce the super group known as Risk, ladies.
All right, we got an intro here. Hello and welcome to Fly Speak. We're here to service your fantasies with tonal intonations of oral fixations and musical imaginations of the supergroup known as Risk. Each of them here to carry on a mind-bending journey of scintillating pleasures yet unknown. She comes to me as a rare epiphany, heads this house. She steps from the sanctuary of her convent to open your mind to receive dark secrets left unspoken from the human fallacies within her sacred walls. Then next says, Stina Baby, with her sultry soprano and wifey to rare, the second level of heaven within this trio. Her voice rings like crystal bells and the vibrations reach down to your soul, moving your body to tremble from its very foundation. And last, and definitely not least, is my wifey, Kenya the Songbird, the Southern Belle Alabama that comes to drip honey all over your mind, body, and soul with her sweet Southern drawl and steamy utterances designed to open the floodgates and wash you into succulence. We are concubines to the convent, only here to bring out the pleasure principles of the supreme feminine for your enjoyment. And who am I? I'm Lips, and it's my job to be sure you've been serviced by the sounds and words of Risk. Ladies?
My daydream.
Okay.
As I lay in my bed, I began to think about the way that he would give me head. He would make my honey elixir ooze before it could drip. The way his lips wrapped around the hood of my clit and how he sucked and teased the tip of it fast and slow. Fast and slow. His head I would grip, pushing his face in deeper as I'm whining these hips. His licks were long and strong, and he would spread these thick legs and expose that pretty pink pearl tongue, and I would feel the vibrations from his hum. It's only been 5 minutes. And he about to make me come. My legs are jerking. Body is shaking. He was feasting and I was his for the taking. Fingernails clenching the sheets as his hands holster my feet. I'm reaching my peak. Stuttering, can barely speak. I feel it. My release is milky, slippery, messy, creamy. He wipes his mouth clean, and his baritone says really sexy to me. Now come here and get this meat. You get every little bit. You ain't never seen a drip like this. Haven't let your fingertips. Don't you let them in the slip. Just you get every little bit. You ain't never seen a trip like this. Have it at your fingertips. Don't you let a minute slip. Just
all right.
That touched my soul.
Hold on.
It ain't over yet, brothers.
Oh, okay.
Who's next?
Kenya, are you muted? Ken, are you muted?
Hey, you have me. Oh, taste and see.
know you don't sleep for me. I got plenty. When we first met, I was a vibe of my own. He was impressed with me because my frequency matched his energy the moment we locked eyes. Our unification was second nature as soon as he rubbed his manhood against my thigh. My honey drizzled without hesitation. Sweet whispers in his ear gave him permission to taste my passion. It was that moment he knew I was that sporty dude he always dreamed about. Once he saw how sweet and abundant my honey dripped, riding on his dick like a stallion horse with skates on, he was addicted to the very aroma of my flower, giving April showers in the middle of winter. Magical, is what he told me after calling me his pussy fairy. His wish is my command every time he poured his liquid children into my womb. He is a keeper to my beehive that overflows in his mouth whenever he's hungry, the ultimate supplier that meets his every need. So say you had me on tape and see. Oh, you don't sleep. Oh, I got plenty.
When the honey drips, things are bound to slip into warm and tight spaces, wet and willing, slick and sticky, sweet and moist places. Watch your step, it's about to get dangerous in these streets. Be it loose leaf or Egyptian cotton, it's about to get hot in these sheets. See, when the honey drips from these southern lips, it's sweet tea and magnolias, because honey grips on them tongues and tips. When you sprung off this cum, don't act like I ain't told you, these hips don't lie. What they imply is as honest as my pen. The innuendo in this wagon I'm dragging will have you trading in all your up-top hip-hop northern linguistics. I mean, yo, what's good, son, will become what it do. Have you bumping that southern playlistic. Shawty, I'm naughty by nature. And when I taste you, lip, throat, and face you, grace you with these jaws of life, extraction explosions from your dynamite and your... You make my eyes look slightly Chinese from the squeeze of my locks and your tight grip. You won't have to ask me no more motherfucking questions about what happens when the honey drips. You get every little bit. You ain't never seen a trip like this.
And you've just been dripped on by the sounds of wrists.
Damn, y'all.
Gentlemen.
That was fire. That was crazy. Yeah, it was. I'm about to go wake my wife up when we done.
Yeah.
Standing right next to me.
You welcome.
Appreciate
you.
Hey, yo. I think you should get one of them ladies to do that. What you need on that song, you need that lady's female voice. One of them sexy voices we just heard would be perfect for that song you got.
Oh, yeah.
You might
want
to plug into that.
You know, they have stuff going on, too. You know, Stina has single. Kenya has a book. Rare has a whole bunch of things underneath the sun. And some stuff may be together, but I tell y'all, fellas, I've been trying to bring a drip show home for a minute, but you know they're in different places. But we're not done because we still have the Perla Negra, and of course, Poetic, aka Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy, so y'all can see all the different things. So Perla Negra, do you have something you'd like to share for us?
I got a little something. I wish I didn't have to follow them, cause damn, but I got something.
okay. It's all drip.
All right. This is untitled. I've owned 4 beds in my lifetime, but I'll give you a story about one. My bed could talk. It would talk about nights of touching myself and tasting remnants of our mixture off my fingers, shifting my body to the cooler side of the bed to roll back over, allowing the warmth of that spot to falsify the warmth of his body. I'm being impatient and longing for him to come home, because his promises in the dark, kept by the daytime rituals of eye contact, passion, contained soft kisses and gentle brushes of the skin. How I play till I come. It would tell of secret rendezvous of the nights the moonlight would have a menage a trois with our bodies bare, he and I. How it would dance across my skin, highlighting spots to entrances within that only his lips and hands had already been. Renewing his nature to rise and revisit over and over again. It would talk of the overindulgence of levels of sense and the flavors of taste, of mouth-watering, mouthfuls of sweet and sour releases, salted tears of passion, overwhelmment from carnal lust fulfillment, cabin stabbing and hard riding, and ooh, the stories it would tell that held the secret formula of just how sloshy, how juicy, how wet an orifice can be made and get. Oh, squirting, so divine, and properly stimulated by touching, kissing, sucking, fucking, deep throating, swallowing. My bed could talk. The stories told would be of beautiful, sweet nothings whispered in the ears, finger licking and endless squirting. So divine.
Gentlemen.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You're trying to make sure everything's done.
I wasn't ready for this. Yeah, I wasn't. Y'all should have warned me. I didn't know when I said I wanted to hear drip. This is what I was getting. Y'all should have told me. Oh, shit.
Hey, this is lightweight. Y'all ain't heard nothing for real.
No worries. But you know, we got to represent the fellas, of course. I mean, for the ladies, we gotta give the ladies a little something. So
Nah, they was doing their thing.
AKA. No, I'm not. I'm just saying, you know, we got rounded out, you know, make it all even, you know, because the ladies been doing something. So, you know, we like to, since we have guests and we have a lot of ladies on the line, I'm going to call our station manager, Mr. Van Meadows. Epiphany Radio is the Squid Eye. Mr. Poetic, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm here, bro. I'm here.
Can you give something to these ladies, quick, fast, and hurry? What they palate?
Absolutely. I don't know which one of you wants to be Jasmine Sullivan or Ari Lennox, but I want you to sit on it. But let me tell you why I deserve it. Hey, baby girl, did you know you were made to melt in my mouth? While I'm snatching your soul from down south, your panties got in the way. So I had to remove the inconvenience today. But not with my hands, my teeth, and I just need you to moisturize my bed. While I'm pleasuring your nipples with fingers, slow down, baby, don't be weird. My face is a safe space for you to release your stress juices and, baby, what you've been carrying around all day, see, needs to be violently released. As I turn into a carnivorous savage with an appetite to be pleased, so just let that shit go. Because now I'm in beast mode, so I want you to sit on it. But let me tell you why I deserve it. All the tongue-lashing and penetrating is evidenced by your wet, dripping pussy and swollen clit. Do you like the way you painted your canvas, known as my beard? Shit. I want you. You know I do. To slowly grind on it. Look me in my eyes as you feel it. Deeply touching your walls, you oozing down my balls while you are straddling me. And I'm gazing into your eyes, and we feel the passion and ecstasy exploding. Let me tell you something. Your proof why you should be nasty with it, is because it's yours and all yours, and it is the reason you have all the control. So, baby, please, have multi-orgasms. That is your goal, because I want you to sit on it. But let me tell you why I deserve it. I deserve all your wetness, all your moisture, all your moans, all your fantasies, all your sexiness, all your moods, all your flaws, and all your insecurities. So I'll just stop there. Now get over here and sit on it. Poem.
Shit.
Wow. I'm sorry, folks. I had to get that to the ladies. You know, we gotta entertain the ladies.
Hey.
You know. Yeah,
I'm
on my way, baby. All right. Okay.
Mr.
Van Meadows,
I'm already
going
eastbound. Don't fucking play with me.
Appreciate you, ladies.
That was fire.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got one.
Yeah.
I got one.
Let me hear it. Come on.
I can do.
Talk nice to me, baby. Come on.
I got you. As I'm sitting here during this radio show, I'm listening to all the nasty talk about back shots and sucking and slurping, talking about dick squirting and poom hurting. I'm thinking to myself, like, damn, I might just go wake my wife up, fuck around, and lift her up, bend it over, beat it from the back, get that big fat ass a slap, kiss her goodnight, and wake her up and put it in her back. That's all I got. That's all I got, y'all.
That was a freestyle,
get it, bro.
Freestyle poem.
Get it, bro.
Freestyle poet. He about to start some
That was not a poem. That was intentions for later.
That was intentions for later.
This guy is wild.
Yo, y'all got me and my wife dying in here.
I've never heard a freestyle poem before. Do they do stuff like that?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, yes.
I did it before, and over in Troy, they did an open mic on Monday, and I went over there, and my wife signed me up for somebody signed me up for it, and when they called me, I was eating. I just went up there and freestyle some shit, and I killed it. You know, just having fun. You know what I'm saying? And when you're doing poetry, it's so slow. It gives you so much time to think that, you know, it was, you know, it's fun. You just got to have fun with it. You can't overthink, you know. So, y'all nice, man. I was digging that. I ain't going to hold you. That was some good work.
Well, that's what's up, though.
So, when you bring that? Huh?
King Drip,
no,
you know you can't hide in the cut. We need to hear you too.
Oh yeah, you ain't skating on us.
They don't need to know about King Drip.
Oh yes, the fuck they do. Well, we want to hear him anyway.
They don't need to know about King Drip.
Well, they finna find the hell out.
Listen, you don't understand. they're gonna hammer me on the day alone.
They're gonna learn today.
King Drip.
nigga, when did this happen?
Whatever.
Rick didn't be like, nigga, when did this happen?
So who the fuck you are?
They about to find out. Come on, give it to us.
Don't play.
They gonna learn
don't
today.
Yeah.
All right, fine, fine. Hold on. I just switch off real quick. Y'all can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, yeah.
The mic is
fine. Yeah, y'all funny. Hilarious. Let me try this out. That's not too loud, right?
No, that's good.
Mm. Nah, that's good. It's good. All
right. All right. My desires are dark. I want your submission. Way before I put keys into ignition to drive you crazy with want and passion. Blindfold you. Scold you. I want to tie your hands behind your back, lay you flat on your stomach, leave you exposed for whatever play I impose on you, figure. You figure I'm a nice guy, kicking with the niceties before you figure that I'm nasty with deviant tendencies. Before I clap your cheeks, I will make you weak, pleased as I ease toys, fingers, knees. I desire to whisper in your ear all of these nasty things that I want to do with you. Consent is what permits me to commit acts unspeakable, movements masturbatory, sated, sinful, and expiratory glory. Let me find your breath labored under the gravity of pleasure, reaching like a seed, wetness that tastes like your dreams. Come, truth, taste how you surrender is really freedom. How my hands clap your ass to match the lightning across your cheeks, not stretching it as a map that leads to your wet, fleshy trap. I need you to give us free. Let your juices flow free. I will only choke you a little bit. No, a lot of it. Till your moans become urge, till your orgasms purge, and I feed you my tongue until you're sprung on the way that I face fuck you. Leave no stone unturned. And all your yearning concerning your vibration. I am violent with no injury, masochistic with no sadio, but sapio, bitch, come here. Let me tell you that you are my good, good girl. I will taste all of your emissions, pushing your legs, this want, your more, my whore, affection needs, the creaminess of cum satisfaction. Let me set the place between your ass and thigh and inner cheek. Let me make you stutter. Your grunts become all that you utter, and your fupa becomes a wave. This knave really doesn't give a fuck till I'm ready to give a fuck. So give it up. Give me all. Give over. Give orgasm. Give us free. Desire, you come up it. That way, you come free.
He said, bitch, come
you
here.
Nasty.
I'm over here like, yes, sir. Whatever you say, sir. I'm going to go in the kitchen and fix your tacos. Okay, then. All right.
I said, okay. He said, bitch, come in. I turned my car around. Shit. Wait, where
for? Right, that part.
You better talk motherfucking nice to me.
Yes. Talk to me nice. Thank you.
I think I want to try that one time. I think I'm going to write some one time. And just, when I have one of them joints, I'll see if I can put one of them together, do some poetry, do one joint. I ain't no poet, but it's kind of fun. Put something together.
You're all poets. You write rhymes, right? You can write poetry.
Yeah.
I mean,
you write poetry.
It's the same thing. I guess so, because the first poet, I definitely heard that shit to music. That shit was bars.
That was Lips. Yeah. That's me.
That was bars. I heard that. I'm like, oh, that was. I was like, damn, I can hear that. The choices to a beat.
Wait, they lie here.
Ain't nothing but hollering at me, man. I'd be loving doing something like that.
Yeah.
Wait, they lie to you.
Yeah, we here.
Yeah, okay. Nah, because I was like, oh, I think you came in on the bottom because I know you had dropped. I was like, yo, I didn't know what happened. Plus, it's after 11, but it's cool. As long as it happened.
Nah, yeah, we good. I got to be up in about 4 hours.
Me too.
Right, well, we ain't gonna tarry too much longer, but gentlemen, introducing y'all to the Drip. This is the Honey Drip of Poetry Collective. I know Bricks ain't never heard me talk like that, so it's funny. That's why I was like, ah, I've never done that. But yeah. What you be doing in your free time? Wait, Bricks is like, this is what you be doing in your free time? Nah, it'll be fine.
Oh, shit, dope, though.
You know, I was talking to Kev about organizing the show. Kev's like, you got to find this first. You got to find this first, and then we can do the show. I was like, okay. He's like, it's got to be economical. You just can't be running off with the budget. I was like, okay, I got you. We're going to get it done. You know, because Kev is real, like by the rules. Anyway, gentlemen, it has been a distinct pleasure having you on here on the show.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
It's been amazing.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
Nah, all day. I'm glad I get to introduce you to a whole another side of things you may not see with my family, the Honey Drip Poetry Collective, but also they get to meet y'all as well. And to see how we can rock, you know. No,
Matt,
y'all niggas need to come to Atlanta. You motherfuckers need to come to Atlanta. But
hey, yo, listen. Set something up for us to come down perform. We'll come. Set it up. We'll come down perform.
Listen, I got you. You know when I be like,
set it up, bro.
I see it.
Set it up,
bro. You know me. I mean,
we there.
Moving. All right. Anyway, that being said, it's been great. Also, you know, let me see if Boss Man, if you can talk. Let me see Boss Man up.
It's like the first thing you can do.
I'm just saying, Boss Man. Boss Man, are you there?
Yeah.
Boss Man, can you hear me?
Yeah.
No, not Big Boss Man.
Not you. Not you, Bruce.
Yeah, I saw the old one, too.
Yeah, my guy.
I went back and saw that. Because that's how I found out.
Yo, Hobbit.
Yeah. What happened?
Yo.
Yeah.
So hold on. So we about to end the show? And whoever, you ain't going to do one? I know you got something.
Wait, that was me.
Oh.
I was going to say that was him the whole time, bro.
Okay.
See, this is what I'm talking about. That's what I was like, they don't know. They know it was me. Yes.
Wait,
one second. Who's area code 504? 504, who's that?
Ooh.
Area code 504.
Hey,
area code 504.
Hey, man, why you always asking about me?
Because I made a mistake and it happened to be somebody else. Come on, Prince Drippy.
Yo, what's happening?
What's happening, Prince Drippy? Hey, it's Prince Drippy. Come creep it in. We about to close the show. You almost get closed out on. Man, do you have something to spit?
Oh, man, look, I'm not about to come behind you, bruh. You shut your ass. I'm not. What I look like coming behind the king. The king is here.
What are we supposed to be doing? What are we supposed to be doing when we in Texas? You gonna be like, I ain't going after you in Texas. If you don't get this drip going right now, Prince Drippy, let's go.
All right, hold up.
Come on, it's a camp night, man. It's a camp night.
All right. I got y'all. Hold on, bro. All right. I don't own the rights to this music. I don't know if we got to say that shit or not, but I'm going to say it anyway. Fuck it. Let me be honest. I'm going to tease you. I'll take you back to my place and kind of please you. Okay, I'm playing. See, I'm going to treat you special. So I will play with you, then feed your mind, body, and soul. Oh, that's not appealing to you? All right, cool. I got something for you. I see what you want. See, you want a man that's going to spread your legs and pound the imprint of your ass into the frame of his bed. You want a man that will give your pussy the attention it's been missing since you fainted yourself through early this morning. You want a man that will have that pussy mourning, crying tears of coming. But baby, see, I could be all that. But I'm kind of a juvenile. I'm going to try and bury my bone into the backyard until that third shot has your back in that ass up. The heat between these sheets must be 400 degrees, but I will continue to sweat in your sauna until you cower for me. Now get on your knees. As you feel your oral fixation for the retaliation, slide that tongue as you slide past the esophagus because you have no gas. As you sucking my dick from the back and I'm slapping your forehead with my balls at. Nah, see, I tried to be nice. I tried to be respectful and a gentleman. So now you're going to get this nastiest freak I could ever be, exploring new position, new experiences, and I will fuck you on this stage in front of all your friends, having them talking shit to you on your way home about how you were screaming and I still didn't let you scream. All you could say, girl, he for real. But see, you're not ready for that yet. And before your verbal rebuttals, let's go to my room right now and I'll fuck you until I get put out. But don't worry. You're not equipped to deal with this mouth. See, you're not ready for my north to invade your south. Let me keep it simple. I will be the Negro if your pussy be the slavery. Captivate me, whip me with your lips as I try to leave, master of wanting to be pleased. Have me tilling your fields, planting my seed until your soft, fertile delicacy is birthed in my knees. To stay under these white cotton sheets while I crop shares of your fruit, because believe me, sweet, I got enough to feed the needy. But you're not ready for me to lick the taste of your exes and replace them with the layers of my sex. So you're not trying to see me fuck you through your luggage while I unpack the baggage of your trauma, and I'll be smacking your ass cheek as you grasp my tongue with your teeth and massage that old face so guys are ready to erupt. You know what? Let me be honest. You're not ready for that kind of freak. See?
Okay.
Jesus, Lord, have mercy.
Okay.
I'm dying. Yo, Jesus, God, why you put a prayer? Why Jesus shall put a prayer? Me, a gift on the other other page. Wow. All right. See, now we done introduced them to erotic poetry. Gray hair's going to start writing erotic poetry. Then they're going to be like, yeah, we're going to do some erotic poetry right now. Some crazy shit. I already see it happen.
I'm going to write some shit to that Janet Jackson shit. She got this song called "The." I have to go. I can't remember the name of the song, but I know that shit sounded crazy, right? Because it sounded good in my head. I was thinking about some nasty shit to that one a long time ago.
Wait, real quick. I was just goofing off. What's that song? It's Imagination. Crown Royal Suite. Remember the first part of that? The first thing of that? Where?
Yes, the Crown Royal Suite. Oh, absolutely. Wait.
Hey, can you sing the first little bit of the first part for me?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Two shakes of a rabbit's ass. Hold on.
All right. Kenya. You know the joint that you wrote to tweets. When she gets done, can you sing a little bit of that?
Yes, I can.
I don't mean to cut you guys off, but I gotta dip, bro. I gotta get up early as hell right now, so I gotta get out of here. I gotta get in the bed.
Alright, buddy.
Yeah, same. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the time and the love, I gotta get up mad early. My alarm go off at 4 o'clock.
Right, look, I'm saying is the whole zoo dropping off or is it just you?
Oh, just me.
Okay.
Right. I appreciate everybody. I had a good time with everybody, man. There's a lot of talent here, and I can't wait till we all get a chance to link up and, you know, get together and really vibe out and put something together, man. But until then, I'll see y'all, and thanks for having me, y'all. You know what I mean?
Got it.
Yo, Zoo, to all my family, you know, y'all enjoy yourself. Have a good
Zoo.
Night. Stay blessed. All right.
You're ready.
Zoo
already Zoo.
All right, bro. All right. Good night, y'all.
Good night. Rare, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Rare.
Okay.
Oh no.
Can't believe you're touching me back the way you're touching me. I can see across your skin and through your energy. Somebody just knocked on my door.
Nah, that's cool. We'll come back. Kenya. Kenya, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. You just want me to sing a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Or you want me to do the whole thing?
No, I want you to just sing a little bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
before a crowd. I just clocked out. Be racing, trying to get to you, baby. You stay right there. I'm on my way. The traffic's real heavy on the freeway. When I get there, I want you there. Fuck me while we climbing up these stairs. I just pulled up. I locked the door. Get ready, cause I'm fucking on this floor. I just want you to eat me up. Have me face down and ass up. I just want you to beat it up. And no, I don't want to make love. Let's fuck. When he answered into my honey, I was mesmerized by how his beard curled and glistened when my river flowed. My mystery unfolded when the snake and eagle eye kissed each other. You made music perfectly orchestrated with your bass and my treble. It was magical the way you made me high without smoking any type of cannabis. Come for me, oh, come on me, yeah. Get on your knees, yeah, and eat me, the light queen. And I just want you to eat me up. Put me face down and ass up. I just want you to beat it up. And no, I don't want to make love. Let's fuck.
Tina.
Yes, sir.
Tina, are you there? Tina, cover a little bit of that.
Say again?
A little bit of that. Say yes.
Wait, hold on. I might be in a bad spot. I heard you, but you sounded a little muffled. What did you say?
I said, can I have a little bit of that? Say yes.
Oh, yes, you can. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel. Let me entrench you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm a bad selection, no, you make me so. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel. Let me entrench your faith. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm a doctor, let you know. You make me so. So. You make me so. So.
Yeah. Right.
So,
Rick, how you feel?
Yeah. Man, listen. Yo, that's crazy. I'm over here like about to go on my phone and make a phone call or something.
Yeah.
old shit.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I'm a little crazy. Oh, we lost half the people. Anyway, it's way past my bedtime. I'd like to thank Bricks and Dayla and Gray Hairs for rocking with us, coming through. I want to thank T. Lachelle for manning the boards for us, rocking out, putting everything else. I want to thank The Drip for coming through, rocking out with this one, putting this on his back. And Rick, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. We finally got around to making it happen. I'm glad that it went down the way it went. Yeah, so more to come. I'll see you this weekend. You rocking. This has been a Tiffany Radio Universe. Oh, yeah, I got you to do a drop for the thing. So I'll talk to you about that later for Boss Man, because he's like, right, yeah, we got your drop. All right, so we're going to rock out with that. This has been great. God bless, be safe, be blessed, and be a blessing to others. Always be kind.
Same to you, man.
We thank you.
Same to everybody.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just saying, like, same to everybody else, man. What's y'all, you know what I'm saying, happiness, love, peace, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing what y'all doing. Definitely, I was definitely impressed. That was definitely dope.
Well, The Drip, I have a whole conversation with y'all, you know, that's, you know, about what it is, but we'll go from there. But we want to thank everybody for coming. This podcast was self-destructing. 10, 9, 8.
Peace.
Good night, 7, everybody.
6.
Good night.
Good night.